It seems like I have a visitor. What a pleasant surprise. Though, I don't usually get those very often. And I wouldn't believe you got all the way here by chance. What's your reason to come to my castle, human? Yes, I am a monster. But what do you mean by, I don't belong in this world? Do I not live here as much as you do? Well, from your attire and all this sudden hostility, I suppose you're one of those vampire hunters? It's a shame. Just when I thought I'd finally get some company. That's right, my dear hunter. I don't have any intention of fighting you. Why don't we sit down and have a glass of wine instead? That sounds much better. You won't change your mind, will you? In that case... Hello, human. What happened? Feeling paralyzed by my presence? Oh, you don't need to be so scared. I would never want to hurt such a cute little thing like you. I am taking some of these toys away, though. To be sure you don't do anything that would ruin our precious time together. With that out of the way, why don't we sit down and talk for a moment? That's an interesting look on your face, human. A lot of surprise. Almost a bit of shock. Is it because of my attitude? Were you truly expecting me to flay you alive and eat you, or something similar? My dear, you shouldn't believe everything the church tells you. Weren't they the ones who said using a whip as your weapon was a good idea? That already says quite a bit, if you ask me. I apologize if I offended you. I just can't help it sometimes. But now, answering to your question, no, I won't say everything they told you about me is a lie, but it's far from being all true either. If you allow me to approach without trying to attack me or run away this time, I can explain better. Be honest with yourself. You know that if I wanted to do something bad to you, I would have done it ages ago, right? Good. I'll get a bit closer then. See? I'm not that scary. Except for what I want to be, of course. And now the answer I promised. The stories about Countess Dracula, the evil vampire who terrorized this land, they're not completely unfounded. I really used to be a despicable being in the past, following my most primal nature with no care for anyone else's lives or feelings. But when you live as long as I did, you have a lot of time for self-reflection. As time went on, I started realizing how being more powerful doesn't mean I have the right to kill or enslave people. And simply, how wrong all the things I used to do were. Yes, human, that's exactly what I'm saying. That the terrible villain your order was created to hunt down is in the past. I'm not that woman anymore. In fact, I haven't been for decades. Your leaders were the ones who kept making up stories about me just to give their punny lives some meaning. But you... I can see that you're... different. You're not doing this because you like it, or for the glory and fame. You simply want to protect your people, right? You don't want anyone else to be hurt. There's no need to worry, then. This battle is over. It has been over for a very long time. I can't force you to forgive the things I did in the past, but please, don't try to waste your life anymore. I know how it's a lot to take in, but calm down. It pains me to see you like this. Here, look up into my eyes. I can see how frustrating it must be to find out that you've been training all these years to fight a war that doesn't exist anymore. But you're a kind and handsome young man. You can be whatever you want. You don't need to wake up every day not knowing if it will be the last anymore. Maybe you could even go back to your village and live a normal life. Yes, of course you're free to leave. I've never been holding you captive. However, you look so exhausted. I wouldn't mind if you stayed here a little longer. I did say how much I miss having company, didn't I? The closest I've had to that here are some animated swords and statues. You all have the right to refuse, of course, but why don't you spend the night here as my special guest? You would be kept safe and have a comfortable bed to sleep, and I would get a very cute human to share this place with for the night. Doesn't that sound nice? A simple yes. I was expecting a lot more resistance to the idea, if I'm being honest. I wonder why that wasn't the case. You'll see what I mean soon, my dear human. I think we can head our way to the chambers now. Follow me, please. And here we are. Yes, this is my personal chamber. Why do you ask? Oh, don't be shy. I said that you were my special guest. And as you can see, there's more than enough room for us here. The place looks very cozy, doesn't it? It's my favorite part of the castle by far. The king-size bed, all this red carpet and velvet, they make for a very nice mood. Yes, I do have the thing for the color red. Do I need to explain why? But since we got on that subject, human, there is something that has been making me very curious. May I ask you a question? When we were walking through the castle together, I noticed that you were acting a little odd. No, maybe even before that. When we were talking in the throne room, you look so... how do I put this? Distracted. Like your mind is wandering to a different place entirely. Would this have something to do with seeing me in this tight red dress? It seems like you can't take your eyes off of me. And now you're as red as the thing itself. Aren't you just adorable? Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed, though. Believe me, offended is the last thing that I am now. I am very, very flattered. You know, while I see how these curves in this outfit can be very alluring, it takes a special kind of man to want someone like me. Taller, stronger, much more powerful. Most men are so afraid of this notion. But you, oh, I can feel it in your eyes. You've always dreamed about being pinned down by a woman like me, knowing she could do whatever she wanted to you. Isn't that true, my cute little human? I wouldn't ever force myself on you. No. Though I want you to willingly let yourself be corrupted. Piece by piece. So, what do you say? Would you like to help this vampire make up for all those decades of loneliness? Then just stay right where you are. They'll give me those wrists so I can hold them against the wall. That's better. Such a good boy. Did you get all squirmy just by hearing that? Interesting. So you enjoy being a submissive, my little human. Being ordered around. Praise for your obedience. Why don't you start by taking the shirt off for me then? Wow, human. You're an even better surprise than I thought. Miss Jeff. These arms. They look so good and they're even better to touch. You're getting all shivery. Do you like feeling these soft hands all over your body? I figured. Maybe I can also kiss this chest a bit. Down to your stomach. And all the way to your lower belly. What is with this look you're giving me? Would you like me to go down a little more? Not yet. If you want to be rewarded like this, first you need to show that you deserve it. How? By being a good, obedient boy, of course. Now listen closely. From now on, I'm completely in charge here. And you will only do exactly what I tell you. Feel free to speak and especially to moan and whimper for me, but these hands are not going anywhere unless I say so. Understood, my little human? Now that this is clear, there's something I want to ask. Something else that caught me curious. I've mentioned before that you can't take your eyes off me. But what is your favorite part? Maybe these smooth, pale thighs. These white hips. No. There's one other bit that you're almost hypnotized by. I don't blame you. This cleavage doesn't really leave a lot to the imagination. Also, I just realized, with me being taller like this, they almost press on your face every time I get close, don't they? Poor boy, being constantly teased like this. Would you like to touch that? I'm not entirely convinced yet. Maybe if you ask nicely, or beg for it. Good boy. Now take that right hand off the wall and slowly touch one of them through the dress. For now. Let's not make you too eager. That's it. Do they feel as good as you expected, my little human? Even better. I would say flattery won't get you anywhere, but I'd be lying. Come now. Do the same with your other hand. Your hands are so warm, and it looks like all those lonely years got me sensitive. Keep going. Gently sink them in. Feel all that softness. Just like this. You reminding me of how badly my body was craving for some touch. See how my nipples are poking through the fabric already? You can run your fingers on them too. Yes. Keep going. I'll move down a bit so I can kiss your neck while you do it. Such a lovely little neck you have. So soft and smooth, and it looks so delicious. It's been so long since I've had fresh human blood. Being this close to me is almost like torture. Would you mind if I took just a little bite? Don't worry. My saliva will stop any pain you feel. And I'll be very gentle, of course. You have no idea how much I needed this. So sweet and warm. This is the finest meal I've had in, oh well, I don't even know how long. Oh, I can see your body squirming a bit, my little human. Did it start to tingle? See? I told you it wouldn't hurt. Well, there's one thing you should probably be aware of, though. Some people say our saliva is a strong aphrodisiac as well. If this is true or not, I'll let you find out. Now, you can pull this dress all the way down. You deserve it for giving me such a nice meal. Stand by the view. If you're still able to move, my little human, why don't you put those hands on my thighs? Yes. And then you can start sliding them up very slowly. Feeling my hips, my ass, my waist, my back, my tummy, and finally my bare chest. I think the blood might be making my cravings even stronger. The more I drink, the more sensitive I get. It feels so nice. But I promise, I won't drink too much, just a little bit more. That's enough. If you lose more blood, you'll start to feel weak, and that's the last thing I want. Now come here. I know how much fun you're having, but it's time to put these hands back on the wall. Or maybe behind your back to make sure you won't feel too tempted. It's time for your reward. You've more than earned it, my good boy. So I'm going to kiss my way down your body again. Take off the rest of your clothes. Kneel down. You'll keep your hands right where they are and simply enjoy it. These soft red lips slowly wrapping around your manhood. You taste so good down here. I'd even say it's almost as good as your blood. I'll have to look you all over just so I can taste every bit of this treat. It's so delicious. I can feel you throbbing already after being teased that much. But you'll hold back for me as much as you can. I really want to savor this. Mm. Of course. That doesn't mean I'm going easy on you. In fact, I've been having some ideas. I wonder what would happen if I slid you in deeper, very slowly, until you're all the way inside this hungry little mouth. Would you like that? Well, there's only one way to find out, huh? So how does that feel, my sweet boy? From the look in your eyes, it seems like you're almost bursting already. Maybe I should stop. These becks and whimpers, how could I resist those? I'll keep going then. And you're allowed to let go now. I know you want to. Yes. In my mouth. Feed me that warm seed of yours. My little human, you really are delicious in every sense of the word. But we're not done yet. No. You still have a very important duty to fulfill. Let's say it's a little surprise. Curious. Well, there's only one way to find out. You'll go to that soft bed, lie down on your back, and close your eyes. Don't be nervous, though. I'm sure you'll love it. All right. Open your eyes. How do you like the view? Oh, these nice pale thighs straddling your face. This pink flower dripping with nectar. Tempting, huh? Well, this is all your fault. So, isn't it fair that you take care of the situation? I knew you'd agree, my sweet boy. You know what to do now. Yes. Oh, you can start slow. Oh, like the lips. Move your tongue in circles around them. It's perfect. Oh, you're such a fast learner. Now suck on them a little. Very gently. Pretending you're kissing me down there. No. No hands. Leave the grinding part to me. You'll only use your mouth. That's it. Oh, kiss me while I grind on you. Oh, you can start to stick your tongue in. I'm too sensitive to keep teasing you. I just need it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, lick me. Eat me. Yes. Yes, it's your turn to enjoy your meal. Yes. Yes. All these feelings building up already. It seems like time really made me weaker. You're just that good at it. Oh, well, human. You're getting hard again. I think the aphrodisiac started working. I'll have to admit, it's hard to hold myself back with this view. Oh, especially with you doing this to me. Yes. Deeper. Stick your tongue all the way in and keep sucking on the lips. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. You know what? I've kept my composure for too long. I need to have you inside of me right now. I'll slide myself down your body and start sinking you in. Yes, all the way in. All the way in. I've missed it so badly. All this warm inside of me. Feeling so full. Yes. 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 Such a perfect body you have. It feels like it was made for me. Hold on to my hips. I want to start moving too. Good boy. Good boy. Keep going. Keep going. I want more. I want more. I can feel you throbbing inside of me. Are you getting close again? Just hold back a little longer. You let go when I tell you to. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, rock my hips even harder. Yes. 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 That's it. Fill me up. Fill me up again. Fill me up again. Now. 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 Even with all those centuries I've lived, I don't remember ever feeling this good. You really... Oh, my sweet boy, you look exhausted. It's okay. I know I drained you in so many different ways. Just stay where you are. No need to move or do anything else. I'll take care of you. Put your head on my chest. I'll stroke your hair. And you can look into my red eyes and let all your worries go away. Good boy. Hey, man. Before you drift off to sleep, can I ask you one last question? What do you think of staying here with me in the castle? Yes. Living here with me. I love having your company so much. Only having this one night with you and never seeing you again would be a tragedy. And I have so much space in this castle just for myself. You were about to ask if you could stay. Aren't you a little pile of secrets, human? Well, I guess your question was already answered. So, welcome to your new life. No wars, no fighting, no boring work or things to worry about, just you and your vampire mistress. You should prepare yourself, though, because I'll spoil you in ways you didn't even know were possible. And protect you too, of course. You're my special boy now, and if anyone tries to harm you, they'll see how I can still be scary. Let's not think about that for now, or about anything. Just close your eyes, relax, and feel my embrace. I don't sleep like you humans do, but I'll be here holding you and keeping you warm the whole night. Sleep well, my little human.